Welcome to episode 65 of Bite-Sized Blessings, where I had the pleasure of interviewing Calvin Tucker, a dedicated and passionate animal rights activist in the Birmingham, Alabama area. Calvin first came to my attention as I was scrolling my news feed. I read a news article about him and then, on a whim, reached out to see if he'd be willing to be a guest. He replied with an emphatic yes. On Instagram, you can find him at BlackNoah1. You can also find him on The Dodo, Birmingham Real Time News, and the Decatur Daily, as well as on YouTube. His good works for the animals in his area have made him a bit of a local celebrity. Calvin has had miracles aplenty, and this interview just goes to show that no matter what you have planned for your life, sometimes God or the universe or that energy has other plans for you and keeps you safe until it's the right time. And now, episode 65 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
Sitting in a friend's house one night, four of us. One has since passed away due to diabetes complications. But we were sitting at his house. Two other friends that are still alive can attest to this and verify this. My phone rang. The number was 777-777-7777. I answered. May I speak with Calvin? This is Calvin. Who is this? Who I am is not important, but who sent me is. I say, who sent you? God sees you and he's pleased with you. Click. I called it back and put it on speakerphone. The number you have reached is a non-working number. The next day, I called the phone company. I told them what happened. The lady at the phone company said there's no way an area code, a prefix, and the last four could be all one digit. I had it saved in my phone. I say, lady, I can drive down there and show you. I started getting these preachers approaching me saying that I had an anointing on my life. After the second one, which I told you, I said I didn't even know what anointing mean. And the TV said, you have an anointing on your life. And I looked up. Well, these preachers continued to come to me and tell me I had an anointing on my life. They would always tell me that I had an anointing on my life and I had something powerful to do. Then they would invite me to their church. Each one was a preacher. I never went. You fast forward to sitting in a friend's house one night. Four of us. One has since passed away due to diabetes complications. But we were sitting at his house. Two other friends that are still alive can attest to this and verify this. My phone rang. The number was 777-777-7777. I answered. May I speak with Calvin? This is Calvin. Who is this? Who I am is not important, but who sent me is. I say, who sent you? God sees you and he's pleased with you. Click. I showed them all the number. I called it back and put it on speakerphone. The number you have reached is a non-working number. The next day, I called the phone company. I told them what happened. The lady at the phone company said there's no way an area code, a prefix, and the last four could be all one digit. I had it saved in my phone. I say, lady, I can drive down there and show you. A number with all sevens called me. I did research. That number is one of God's favorite numbers. It means completion. You fast forward to one night where I'm reading my Bible on the floor. I get up, get in bed. It's 3 a.m. I later learned that 3 a.m. is the witching hour. I'm thanking God out loud for things. I remember it, specifically thanking him for my grandmother, who at the time was still alive. She was well into her late 90s, mid-90s. She probably was about 94, 95 at that time. She lived to be 101, so she lived maybe another 6 years. But I remember thanking him for her still being alive and, you know, just me having health, just random things. And when I turned on my side, there was a little green light glowing into my apartment in my window. I sleep with it totally dark. I have to sleep in total darkness. I have to sleep with nothing on, no TV and nothing like that. I like it totally quiet and totally dark. It was a green light inside of my window. As I set up, the green light disappeared. I was staying on the third floor. I ran around the living room thinking I was going to catch somebody coming down a tall ladder. Didn't think at the time, man, you're on the third floor. Like, that ladder got to be 50 foot tall. I was thinking in the flesh. Ran around. I saw my blinds moving. I'm thinking it's a break-in, but when I flipped the light on, I noticed the glass sliding door was shut. The blinds started moving and swinging violently out. It's the vertical blinds, the kind you twist, and then you can just pull. Well, they're swinging back and forth, boom, boom, boom. Two of them fly off and fly across the living room. I remember grabbing my keys. I unlocked the door, put my hand on the doorknob. I was about to twist the doorknob and go out and get in my car and leave. And something spoke to me, not audible, but just inside. This happened 2004, and I'm telling you this story like it happened 10 minutes ago. This is how vivid it is and how vivid it was. And something said, don't open the door. You're going to see something you're not prepared to see. Did not open the door. There was a TV, a cross on the TV across the room by the door. I gathered up enough courage to run and get the cross, grabbed it, ran back to the door. I held it out. I say, whatever you are, by the blood of Christ, I control you. I said it over and over again, maybe at least 50 to 60 times. The blinds got softer and softer until they just barely started moving and they stopped. Called my mom. It was 4:30 at this time. She finally called me back at 7:30 that next morning. She said she had 56 missed calls from me. I told her what happened. She gave me her preacher number. I called her preacher. I told him what happened. He told me he didn't want to tell me anything from the flesh. He wanted to pray on it and get back with me. 4 hours later, he called me back. He said, you had a demonic spirit in your house last night. He said, I don't know why, but I can tell you that God told me that you were anointed and you had something to do for him. Mind you, all the other preachers all around had been telling me this at different stores. He said something I'll never forget. He said, before your mom met your father, Satan knew your first, middle, and last name. That's how important the work you got to do for God is. I would say about 2 months later, me, one of the same friends that saw the 777 number was at my house, and another friend. I sat on one end of the sofa. One friend sat on the other end of the sofa. One friend laid on the carpet. It was 8 o'clock that night. We were watching a movie. Had the blinds drawn. They was open all the way. Nice night out. We watching a movie. Got the door open, sliding door open. Got a fresh breeze coming in off the outside. All of a sudden, my whole balcony, my whole living room just blinked a bright green. Poof, poof, gone. Friend on the couch almost jumped into my lap. I jumped. Friend was laying on his stomach with his leg stretched out. Jumped up, set up. We all ran outside, opened the door, ran outside. Totally still night, quiet. Nothing. Not a peep. You heard nothing. You didn't hear a cricket or nothing. Just totally calm. My whole living room and the whole balcony turned a bright green. It was a flash. That's what it was, a flash. It was just poof, poof. It may have lasted a second. It was just poof, gone. I started doing some research, and I've read everything. I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. I read the Quran, all surahs in the Quran. I read the Torah. I read the Dead Sea Scroll. My research led me to the Archangel Raphael. You know, the Bible mentions Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, but there's 7 archangels. There's different hierarchies of angels. One in particular the angel of healing in nature, being the archangel Raphael. When people have been blessed to see or fortunate enough to see the archangel Raphael, he comes in some form of green, whether it's a green orb, whether it's green flashes, whether it's a green waterfall, it's going to be a green. I wasn't sure though, but this is what was leading me to Archangel Raphael. Fast forward, 9 years passed, and I went to see a minister about this. Told him everything I'm telling you and a lot more. Some stuff I got to save for the book. So I'm not telling you everything. Some stuff I got to save for the book. 9 years had passed, and that night I left the church feeling disappointed because he had nothing for me. Absolutely nothing. It was a waste of time. Well, it wasn't a waste of time. It wasn't a waste of time for the simple fact, after telling him everything I'm telling you, plus a lot more, he had nothing, no answer. I say it wasn't a waste of time because I had just told this man I hadn't seen that green light in 9 years. As I left the church to drive to my mother's house to take her some food, there was the green light. On the side of my car window, about the height of my car window, I did 60, it did 60. I did 20, it did 20. I was able to stop and get my phone out, and I took a picture of it. And I had that picture of the green light. It was about the size of a soccer ball. If I stopped at a light, it stopped, and it just hovered on the side of my car. That night, I had the feeling of, even though I left the church feeling nothing because this man had nothing, whatever it was letting me know, you hadn't seen me in 9 years, but I'm still here. I asked God, if this is the Archangel Raphael, show it to me and make it clear so I'll be able to discern it and not have any doubts. The very next day, I'm at work, working with kids with autism, just so happened to be in the office. Now, you got to keep in mind, I'm working in a classroom as a teacher's aide. I could have not went to the office, but for whatever reason, I went to the office just to get something. Secretary asked me, could I answer the phone if it rang while she ran to the restroom? I said, sure. When she got in the restroom, the phone rang. A man called. He wanted to inquire about getting his kid into the program. I say, sir, I'm just a teacher's aide. I just work hands-on with the kids. I have no clue about how you get them in because they have to be tested and things of that. It's not just a school where it's a campus, 365-acre campus, and there's houses on campus where the kids and the adults stay. Like, it's a program, and they have to be tested by the state and things of that nature. So it's not just, hey, I want my kid to go here. Like, there's a process you go through. So as I'm telling him, sir, I have no clue. I just work with the kids in the classroom and in the house settings. I don't know, but the secretary who can give you all of that information, she just ran into the restroom. If I could put you on hold or take your number down, I'll have her call you right back. He was like, sure. I'll be home for the next 30 minutes. Tell her to give me a call back. I said, absolutely. I said, can I get your name and number? He said, my name is Raphael. I said, your name is what? He said, my name is Raphael. And he gave me the number. Mind you, I had just asked God the night before, if this is the Archangel Raphael, make it clear. Next day, this man called. Out of a billion names, his name is Raphael.
Listening to episode 65 of Bite Size Blessings. I'm so very excited that you all got to meet my guest, Calvin Tucker, who is so passionate and so steadfast in his support for the animals in his area. His courageous spirit knows no bounds. If you'd like to donate to Calvin's ministry, you can find him on Patreon. Just type in Calvin Tucker in Patreon and it'll take you right to his page. He has several levels at which you can subscribe. So pick one and know that you're contributing to a very worthy cause. I need to thank Calvin for his big heart and his generosity in being willing to be a guest. And I need to thank the creators of the music used for this episode, Frank Schroeder, Sasha End, Alexander Nakarada, Mikhail Hellman, Chilled Music, and Brian Holtz Music. For complete attribution, please go to the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links for all sorts of delicious things, including a link to Calvin's Patreon. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. No matter what you're doing for this world, no matter what good works you are striving to achieve, be passionate and dedicated, no matter what. And never, ever, ever, ever give up.